Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
And we really just had such a great time with Keith from the Port Washington Library.
I mean, very informative.
Oh, the stuff that they're doing there is tremendous. And anybody listening to this show, the reverberating concept, if I'm saying that, you're the grammar guy. If I said it wrong, I apologize. No, is there so many opportunities for people to do something, especially now in the winter months, even though we've had a decent winter year to date, to go out and just don't sit home, you know? And talking about being home and talking about caring for oneself, we have Nicole Christensen with us today, and she is director of Care Answered. And going through this stuff, it's very unique, and I'd rather start it by you saying hello and explaining the concept, and then I have questions.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for having me. It's a privilege to be here. So, yes, it's a kind of a unique concept, but unfortunately, navigating the healthcare system for everyone has become increasingly more difficult. And so what I mean by advocacy and healthcare coordination is just that, navigating through the healthcare system, making sure you're understanding everything from your doctor or healthcare professional so that you can make the choices for yourself that best suit your needs. Unfortunately, you know, preventable medical error is the third leading cause of death in the United States. So we have heart disease, cancer, and preventable medical error. So that should, if you didn't know that already, that should come as a shock to you, because it's startling and it's very upsetting. But there are some things that we can take into our hands to make sure that that we don't fall into that high list.
Right. And I do unfortunately hear stories that when somebody dies, there's always, not always, heart attack's a heart attack, but then there's that question about what happened and why did that happen, but why did they give this, and then why wasn't the person on an antibiotic, and it's all after the fact.
Right.
And especially with seniors, because it's very easy to turn around and say the person was 75, 85, 95, you know, the time was terrible to say. I'm not, you know,
yeah. Right.
But it's stuff that can be, you know, avoided.
Yes. One of the things that I say to people often, especially older adults, is if you go to the doctor and they say, well, you're getting older. Getting older is not a diagnosis. We're all getting older, right?
You're lucky.
So it's that's not a diagnosis. It's you need to there's things that you can do to probe more or to potentially change doctors. But just to probe more to find out, okay, these are my actual problems. What could this be?
Right. Just to interrupt for one second. Mm-hmm. I don't remember where I was in the last week or two. I don't think it was on the radio where one of the speakers basically said, just remember, today is the youngest you're ever going to be. I don't know where it came from, but it was good.
That's great. That's great. I'm going to use that.
It was a good one. Really,
my line is when people ask, say, I'm a work in progress.
That's right. That's what I say, too. God willing, if everybody is a work in progress, then we're working toward our goal.
Yeah.
So how do you fit into this? I understand the concept.
Sure.
But a person has to know how Nicole.
How Nicole comes into play. So, obviously, Care Answered provides healthcare coordination and advocacy for everyone, but specifically, we're talking about older adults today. So a lot of times people hear about me through word of mouth, quite honestly. And the people that generally contact me are the loved ones of the patient. You know, it's the spouse, it's the adult child, that kind of thing, that they recognize at some point, I'm confused. I'm overwhelmed. There's a lot of people in the sandwich generation in which they're taking care of. They're the care providers for their parents, as well as they have young children at home. And they're really being squeezed. When you say sandwich, they're really being squeezed. And again, if you haven't been through this situation, there's no reason for you to know what to do. And I feel like a lot of people think, oh, I should know this. Well, what? There's no reason to know it. This is the first time you've been in this situation. And unfortunately, sometimes in the healthcare field, just like any field, you have your vernacular, right? Mm-hmm. And you use it, and you just assume everybody understands what you're saying.
Yes.
But in healthcare, that assuming and then the person or patient not asking can lead to cataclysmic results. Because if you're saying, you know, bobbing your head and saying, okay, and you're not understanding, then you're not really having the information to make your best choice.
We do a program throughout the town, Project Safe, which is Seniors Against Financial Exploitation. Whole different
important.
Thing, except for the fact that that bobbing your head, Jess, happens so often with seniors. Okay, just sign it, and this is what you're going to get. And they turn around and they do it. And they don't, and because they're embarrassed, they don't hear. They, you know, they're not paying attention, yeah. And they won't dare turn around and say, "I don't understand. Say it again," because now you're bothering me. So right. It's oh yeah, doctor, and off they go. They don't know what they just said. Yeah. They don't know what they're taking.
That's right. Why there's so many elderly victims of scams.
Yeah. And we're not talking scam here. We're talking just
right, but
the personality.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, there's a few things that I talk about. One of the things is your healthcare team. So people think, oh, my doctor or my nurse or my social worker or what have you. But you as a patient and your loved one who's helping you are the most important members of your healthcare team. You know, your healthcare professionals know so much. They've gone to school and all these things. And I'm not belittling that at all. But you are the expert in you.
Right.
Right? And nobody knows what's going on in your body better than you do. So if something is off, you're not feeling well, you just don't feel right, and you can write it down. Write it down when you don't feel well. Don't wait, because you're not going to remember it in the doctor's office in that 10 minutes that you have. So write it down and express it and say, ask specific questions about it. I want to just, going back to the understanding and even the scam portion of it. And as far as healthcare, again, not scamming, but according to the CDC, nearly half of U.S. adults have difficulty understanding and acting on health information, which is basically health illiteracy, okay? So health illiteracy is very, very high. So it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Right.
You know, you're not a doctor. And honestly, I've had doctors and nurses as clients. And when it comes to you or somebody you love, your emotions also cloud everything.
Oh, sure.
And so even though you would know that information, or if you had a clearer head or a different perspective, you could make those decisions with clarity. Once it's close to you, or once it's you, and you're feeling not well anyway, it's very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. And that's the importance of having a trained advocate, because.
Yeah. And the other thing too is the medical profession today. And I'm not knocking it. Everybody has to do what they do. They put so many patients on a doctor's schedule on a visit that they walk in. The nurse comes in to get you ready. He walks in, tap, 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 and he's out the door. It's like, wait a minute, I have a question. It's like, yeah, I got to go.
Right.
So they're not sitting down for a half hour like they did years ago. Say, okay, Nicole, now here's what we got to do next. And if you feel this and if you hear that, they give you this list to take home with you when you're, you know, read it on your own.
Yes. And that's exactly right. And that's why it's so important to prepare for your doctor's visit, because we all know we're only going to have a short amount of time. And doctors and healthcare professionals also appreciate it that you've written it down and you're saying, okay, these are the questions I have for you. And then, you know, if you have a very long list, they might not be able to get to all of it. And so understand that obviously your time is valuable, their time is valuable,
right,
everybody's
exactly.
time is valuable.
Prioritize.
Right, exactly. Prioritize, but make sure you have that list available.
I've heard this many times. Mm-hmm. The safest thing for a patient is to be his or her own advocate.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody hands you a pill in a hospital, what is it for? What am I taking? I had one where they had the wrong information. They were going to inject the wrong eye. And I said, no, I have it down on my schedule what I'm due for today. So you are the advocate.
Yes.
For people who are unable
right.
or not trained or for any reason unable to be.
It's not trained. An advocate's not trained at your ability to speak up.
And some people,
loving as they are, they're not going to turn around and say, wait a minute, what is that?
Right.
They're trained or conditioned. I don't know what the word is. If you hand me the pill, I take the pill to find out it was supposed to be a blue one versus a red one or a green. You know, like, why didn't you ask? Well, you know.
Right. And also, there is training within advocacy. It's again, I am not a doctor or a nurse, but I know what questions to ask, and I'm not afraid to ask questions, right? And I, you know, I will say, you know, speak to me like I'm a 5-year-old because I don't understand what you're saying.
Very good.
Because it's not clear. And one of the really helpful things is the what I call a talk back, and which is the doctor or healthcare professional answers your question. Reiterate to that healthcare professional what you heard, because then that's with any kind of communication style. But with that, you can see where you might have missed or misunderstood, as well as the doctor can say, because you're reiterating, and they can say, no. I didn't mean take that twice a day. I meant take it once at night or what have
right,
you.
Right, right.
You know, so it's whatever it's called, your pharmacist, whatever kind of healthcare professional you're speaking to. Make sure you reiterate that, because that's a lot of times where errors can really happen. And let me just say, when I said the number 3 killer in the United States is preventable medical error. So diagnosis errors are cause about 80,000 deaths annually. And that number is probably low. And then 1.5 million medication errors happen annually. And falls are very common in hospitals, and 26.4% of those falls lead to injury. Hospital infections kill about 90,000 people a year. And there are still 2,000 wrong site surgeries a year. So what you were saying, my right eye, no, my left eye, right. Those kinds of things. So
but we only have a second before we go to break, but there's no advocacy for misdiagnosis, because even if you're sitting with me as my advocate and the doctor says your heart is whatever, you know,
yeah, I'm not going to argue that,
right? I'm going to turn and say you're out of your mind,
right?
So that's what
but what you can do is ask more questions. Say so if they give you a diagnosis, right? And the treatment or tests.
You know, do I take the pill twice a day or once in the morning or once at night?
Or what is that test for? Or is it something else that could be?
Okay.
Those kinds of things. Again, you don't have all the power, obviously.
Right.
Individually, you can't stop all of these errors, but there are things that you can do to make sure to help prevent yourself from being one of those statistics.
Okay. Right now, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.